You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. We're tuned in to WGOD Radio. That's the frequency that God is on, you see. We're tuning in today to WGOD to hear a word from Him. You know, people, you know, they always want to hear a word. I always want to hear a word. And people go sometimes to the wrong places to hear a word. We're going to go to the right place where there's no question. You don't have to question when someone comes up to you and says, you know, I got a word for you. Well, I got a word for you. And here it is out of Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. It says, thus says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I got a word for you today. That is, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's going to speak to us through his word where we don't have to question if it's authentic or not or where it came from, because we've gone right to the source, you see, where God is broadcasting in his word. For more information on this ministry, I encourage you, go to WGODontheair.net. Our Facebook page is WGOD Radio. I also ask you to go there and like the page. Also on Twitter is at WGOD Radio. We're going through this book of Revelation here to hear what the Lord has to say. This could be the last time we study this book. When I look around and see everything going on in the world, let's see if we can get through this book before the Lord returns, because his return is imminent and it's closer now than it ever was. We're in Revelation chapter 2. We're looking at what's known as the corrupt church. And we just got one verse into this yesterday. Let's continue from right here. Now to the messenger, Angelos. Most Bibles have angel. To the messenger of the church in Thyatira. Right now he's writing to the pastor, the messenger of the church. Like when you go to your church, in the bulletin there, it says the pastor's message today is. He's the messenger of the church. The Lord Jesus isn't dictating a letter for John to go take it to an angel who he cannot see. He's dictating a letter to take it, to have someone take it to the pastor of this church, you see. And now this is a private letter, at least for now. So the pastor's gone into his office, and the Lord Jesus Christ is in there with them, and they shut this door. And now he's got a word of warning for this pastor who has some woman in there who calls herself a prophet. That is what's in this letter as we eavesdrop in on somebody else's mail. That's where we're at here, to this corrupt church at Thyatira. Now, to the messenger of the church in Thyatira, right? These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. We looked at that yesterday, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Even the demons proclaim him Son of God. That's not going to help you. You have to receive him. Like it says, well, like I say to you, it doesn't help the demons to believe he's the Son of God. They're not going to have eternal life. They will not spend eternity in the presence of God. Demons believe. That's not going to help them any. You could believe, and it's not going to help you any, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You've got to receive him. You believe it by receiving him and by turning and repenting of sin and by going in the other direction you were going before. Demons believe. That doesn't help them. You've got to do something with this. You have to receive him, bow a knee to the Son of God. Turn, repent of sin, and go in the other direction. That's the whole idea of what a church is. That's what the Greek word means, ekklesia. It means the called out ones. He's called you out of the world. And now you're supposed to be on this road less traveled, as the poet Robert Frost calls it, going in the other direction, heading toward that narrow gate that leads to life. And there are so few that find it. More is required of you than just to make a comment, oh yeah, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We look at the end of the age in Matthew chapter 24, verse 9 and 10. It says, then they will deliver you over to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. And then it says this, and then many will fall away from the faith and betray one another and hate one another. You see, this is all the fence sitters that might just proclaim with their mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but they've never received him. Where are you at? Have you received him? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord? What would you do if ISIS knocks on your door tomorrow? What would you do? Never mind that. What would I do? I was just telling my church last week, John 12:25 is a serious problem for me, where Jesus says those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it unto life eternal. I don't know if I can say that yet. I'm working on it. Now, let's get back here to this letter. To the messenger, to this pastor of the church in Thyatira, right? Here, come on into your office here. Let's have a talk. Thus says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, that is, I see all that you're doing. His feet are like fine brass, that is, all strength, all powerful. I know your works and your love and faith and service and your hupomone, that is, your endurance. And your last works are greater than the first. But I've got this against you, that you tolerate your wife, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce, or the word means deceive, to teach and deceive my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. All right, first off, notice the difference the way my Bible reads. Most Greek manuscripts read this way, and my Bible is a majority text, meaning this is where it comes from. It's a Bible that comes from the majority of all Greek manuscripts that are in existence. It says, your wife, Jezebel. Why the difference? Why do some translations say you tolerate that woman, Jezebel, and mine says your wife? Well, the Greek word gynaeka can be translated either way. It all depends on the context. It can mean wife or woman. That's why some people think there could be a misunderstanding where it says women are to keep silent in the church. Maybe he meant wife by that. You see, that word can mean either one of those things. Here it's translated wife because the preposition your is in here. That woman of you, the Greek word sou, meaning of you. It's you in the genitive case. You tolerate that woman of yours. So he's talking to the pastor. Get this. He's talking about the pastor's wife, if in fact this translation is right. You tolerate your wife, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. You know, there's the second slap now on some serious charismatic doctrine that we have out here in the world today. First, we looked at those who said that they were apostles and are not. Now, we looked at that a couple weeks ago. How do you know someone is an apostle of Jesus Christ or not? Very simple. Acts chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 12:12. These things teach us an apostle must be an eyewitness of the resurrected Christ. This was the prerequisite for being an apostle. When Judas died and they picked the replacement for him, the replacement had to be an eyewitness of Christ after he was raised up from the dead. Likewise, how about a prophet? What about a prophet? Well, we see in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, it says, God, who in various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he's appointed heir of all things. See, Jesus Christ is the last prophet. He's the end. Well, we do have a couple of New Testament prophets until the word of God was complete and finalized and once for all delivered to the saints. Well, like Jesus said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. And then he said, by their fruits you will know them. Now, this is what the word of God says. By your fruits you will know them. This woman's fruits, what was it? Well, she was leading people to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Ultimately, that is where this woman went wrong here. She was saying, thus says the Lord, and then teaching unrighteousness, leading people to sin. Let me get back to my statement, though, about prophet. I did a sermon a couple of weeks back. You can find it on my website. If you go to gospelstudy.net and click on the link there, what is a prophet? It's a look. We went through the Bible about a month ago, and I shared with everyone in the church every word, every message from every prophet that's ever lived in the history of God's word. I'm sure there were many that aren't recorded in this book, but everyone that is recorded from the beginning all the way to the end, to look at the message of every person who God calls a prophet. And it was a look at that. And so I encourage you to listen to that sermon when you have a chance. What is a prophet? It's a biblical look at what a prophet is. Now let's move on here. I gave her time that she might repent, and she does not wish to repent of her sexual immorality. Behold, I am casting her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, if they do not repent of her works. Check that out. The people in the church are responsible for somebody else's sins. He said, I am casting her into a sick bed. That's the Greek word kline. The word means the stretcher. The Lord Jesus is saying, behold, we're going to haul this woman out of here in a stretcher here soon, into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, if they do not repent of her works. The people in the church were required to repent of somebody else's sins. We see Daniel doing the same thing. Daniel chapter 9, you'd think Daniel was a Frenchman. We, throughout the whole chapter, we have sinned against you. We have shamed faces. We have done this. We have sinned. We. Likewise here, he says that these people in the church needed to repent of her sins. We're out of time. We're going to pick it up right here again, looking at the damage this woman did and looking at the promise and the threat that the Lord Jesus gave the pastor of this church of what he was going to do. We'll pick it up right there tomorrow in our next program here on WGOD Radio.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.